You're listening to WRBB 104.9 FM Boston. And this is the Dark Forest.
Thank you.
Welcome, everybody, to the Dark Forest with your hosts, the Dungeon Master and
the Crypt Keeper.
Today, we're taking a little bit of a hazy, dreamy path through the forest.
It's going to be quite something. We're going to be listening to some dream dance on our way through the path tonight.
Playing a bit of dream dance. Yes, so we have to be careful coming through here because there's a lot of different kinds of fungus that grow here.
Many different mushrooms. Do not go off the path to admire the mushrooms. Do not eat the mushrooms. Do not breathe in the mushroom spores. It will be very dangerous.
Yes, these fungi release upon consumption, will put you into a deep, eternal slumber where you will live out the rest of your life in a dream.
You will never wake up from it. It is quite the potent neurotoxin.
So
be very careful.
Keep your distance and stay close.
Thank you. the traditional sounds of an English summer, the drone of lawnmowers, the smack of leather on willow, has been added a new noise.
What were the skies like when you were young?
They went on forever. We lived in Arizona, and the skies always had little fluffy clouds in them, and they were long and clear. There were lots of stars at night. And when it would rain, they were beautiful, the most beautiful skies, as a matter of fact. The sunsets were purple and red and yellow and on fire. The clouds would catch the colors everywhere. That's neat, because I used to look at them all the time when I was little. You don't see that. Still see them in the desert.
So, as we're going through this particular stretch of the forest, listening to this dream dance, having to contend with these fungi that send you into a deep dream that you never wake from, Dungeon Master, have you had any particular dreams lately?
Oh, a few. I've had this one sort of orb dream.
An orb dream?
Yes, lots of little fluffy clouds.
Oh, wow.
I witnessed in my dream. And sort of bouncing among them, I found myself falling deeper and deeper beyond the ultra world until I fell deep enough and I saw the huge, ever-growing, pulsating brain that rules from the center of the ultra world.
That's quite an intense dream. You made it out of the dream world unscathed, yes?
Yeah, here I am. Here I am.
Wonderful.
So, Crypt Keeper, have you been having any dreams that we should be aware of?
Oh, I've had quite a bizarre dream recently. I was driving down the transit to Tennessee, of course. Don't know really how that leads from the dark forest to there, but well, I wasn't really, you know, it's a
dream space.
And suddenly I went through a whole bunch, I went like woodlands in this dream. And when my car was going through the woodlands, then it came out the other side, I found that I was no longer driving a car, it was a carrot car. Oh. And as I kept stopping at intersections on this transitway, gnomes kept coming into my car. Like, they would just open the door and they'd just be in my car. And like by the end of the dream, I must have had like 12 gnomes in my backseat.
That's an omen for sure. Wait.
Definitely.
In this dream, were you sort of old or were you young?
Oh, I was pretty young. In fact, I would say I've been young. We're making our way through the path here. You know, hopefully nobody has caught a whiff of the scent and inhaled any of the spores of these fungi, or heavens forbid, eaten one. That would be even more disastrous. You do not want to be touching these.
No. You know, that would be a horrible nightmare that you'd never wake up from.
Unbelievable. Unforgivable.
Speaking of horrible nightmares, I recently had a dream with a returning sort of dark forest guest.
Oh, really?
Who'd you see? The skeleton, actually.
Oh,
not a great person to, you know, be encountering again, but, you know, it was fine. Fortunately, I was very, you know, kept my mind shut, did not let them dreamwalk out of the dream and into
real world. That would be terrible.
We don't want two skeletons wandering the forest. I'll say that much.
No.
Skeletons one's plenty. Like one's yes. plenty. You may remember the skeleton from our Vaporwave show.
It's already been months ago.
Months ago.
A very elusive figure.
Thank goodness have not run into them again.
No, that would be really terrible.
Just
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Dark Forest with your hosts, the Dungeon Master and...
the Crypt Keeper. Welcome, everybody, on... wait, didn't we do this already? I'm feeling like I have a sense of deja vu here.
Oh, no. Oh. What, we're doing Dream Dance this week, right?
Yeah, but...
oh, did we breathe in the spores?
Oh, no.
Did everyone breathe in the spores?
Have we been dreaming this show this entire time? I don't want to think about that. That's too nightmarish to even fathom.
Well, anyway, as always, you can find us on Instagram and Twitter at DarkForestWRBB for this playlist and all previous shows. And stay tuned.
We'll sort through this mess. We'll figure out, was this just a dream?
Figure this out. And make sure you tune in next week for the final show of this season of The Dark Forest. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you.
Wake up.